Hi, my name's Alex Donaldson and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 23rd of July 2009. If you could just state your full name, your age and where you're from.
Daniel Regan, 17, Middlesbrough.
And how are you today, Daniel?
I'm good. I'm absolutely fine, yeah.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
I read an article in the Sunday Times about I thought it looked interesting and so I applied.
And how did you actually feel when you found out that you had a place?
I was sort of surprised. I'd sort of looked at the statistics of the people who applied, and obviously they're doing it on a regional basis, so I sort of thought I had stood a good chance, but I was quite surprised when I got it. Obviously, overwhelmed.
So what are you actually planning on doing today?
Hopefully quite a few things, weather permitting. I'm going to try and do some golf. Water a plant, which might happen on its own if it's that wet. Possibly go to sleep. I'm not sure how people on the square react to that. And yeah, stuff like that.
And what initially inspired you to put yourself forward for this?
It was sort of on a whim, really. There was nothing in particular. I just thought that it sounded like a bit of a bizarre thing to do, and a free trip to London maybe would come out of it as well, so yeah.
So can I ask you a little bit about your background?
Absolutely.
Where you're from, what you're studying?
Well, at the moment I'm at Sixth Form College in Gisborough, and I'm doing A-levels in English, politics and maths. It's not really far. It's not really far away from where I live, so yeah, it's just that area.
And have you always lived there?
Yeah, that's where I've always lived.
And what do you want to do with these subjects?
Is that the people in the square?
No, sorry.
Oh, sorry. The subjects. I thought maybe I was bestowed some kind of royal responsibility or something. Yeah. To university, maybe politics, you know.
Okay. Yeah. And do you know where you want to go?
Not really. I'm looking through at the moment, so we'll see.
And what do you want? Which kind of path do you ultimately want to go down?
Well, I'm sort of torn between taking something as a subject as a discipline and just going into, work, or taking it and sort of doing it further academically.
Which subject would this be?
Probably politics.
Okay. Is this project something you've been aware of for quite a while?
Not really. Certainly before it started, but not for a while. Just when I read about it, so be start of April.
Yeah. And have you been following its progression since the
Yeah, I've been checking online. I've been following it.
And you mentioned politics. Is this something you're quite interested in at the moment?
It certainly interests me. I was sort of thinking maybe a political statement wouldn't go down, too well. I didn't want to impose anything, but it's definitely more of an interest than, something else.
Yeah. And how do you think, as an individual, you'll fit into this montage of Britain?
That's quite interesting, because I know I read that each person is supposed to represent sort of this small slice of Britain, and I kind of, at the beginning, thought, well, it's got to be something individual, what represents me. And I think, certainly, if we're talking about the British element, I'm taking a flask of tea, hopefully that will cover it. There's some golf. I'm sure lots of people in Britain like horticulture. There's a plant, so hopefully, actually, a lot's been represented. Yeah. By accident, obviously.
So why just go back to the plinth, why these four things?
Really, it was just a case of, it was Wednesday night, yesterday night, and I sort of thought, I'm going to have to decide what I want to do. And I just came up with these four things last night, with the help of a friend. It's nothing that I've planned that's supposed to have some kind of symbolic purpose. It's really just a sort of on the whim thing.
And what would you say is important in your life at the moment?
Obviously, studies are important. Obviously, there's more important things. I can't really think of anything that I'm completely... is it what I'm passionate, you mean? Or is it just...
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, I don't really know.
Music?
Well,
sport?
Or yeah, I mean, obviously I've got interests. There's nothing I'm particularly absolutely focused on. But yeah, I play the piano. I'm interested in that.
And how about your relationship with London? Is it somewhere you come often?
It's certainly somewhere I love. I wouldn't say I try and get here once a year, you know. I'd like to sort of come down more often. And this was really one of the things that, when I looked at the project, I sort of thought, I'm gonna go down to London, and so, you know, it's gonna be that on top of it, because it's quite a special place, obviously.
And what kind of effect do you think this project has had on the city?
I think it's definitely a very positive one for the square, because when I've walked past before and they've had the temporary pieces of artwork up on the fourth plinth, things like, I think there's a plastic structure on before, I'm not quite sure what it was. I think this is really sort of a breath of fresh air, and it's something quite new, and it definitely, well, you know, from just seeing people, it makes people stop and stare and kind of think, you know, and, well, question what art.
And are the arts something you take quite a keen interest in?
I wouldn't say it's something that I, you know, I wouldn't say this type of thing is something I do a lot, you know. It's definitely the first time I've done something like this. But it's certainly something I do try and take an interest in, you know. Obviously there's the National Portrait Gallery there. You know, art galleries, they're interesting, you know. I'm definitely interested in them, and I think that it's true.
And
just
talk about your family. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, my brother's here. He's came down to watch me with my dad. My sister's at home. She'll be watching on the internet. I'm not really sure how they feel about it. I don't know. I've asked my brother. He doesn't seem to care that much, but, you know.
And what do your family mean to you?
Well, obviously mean a lot, but I'm certainly not doing this for family, but I think it is quite quite special that they've came down to see me, and I'm quite pleased.
And what kind of effect do you think this experience will have on you as an individual?
Hopefully a positive one. I mean, I've read the is it the comment book, the visitor book thing, and everybody has sort of loved it, so I'm really hoping to come away with that positive experience that everyone else seems to have brought from it.
And what are your kind of hopes, aspirations for the future?
I mean, really, the sort of tread that far into the future, but certainly to get to university, try and get, you know, academically try and do well, and then sort of see what happens from there.
Thank you very much.
Brilliant. That's not really. That's fine. Yeah.